But this one bit about a strip club, I'd never heard this story before.
What comes to mind if I say the Roselit Inn?
The Roseland Inn?
Oh, maybe that's it.
Oh, the Roseland Inn. Oh, yeah. That was one of our great bookings in the mid-60s. It was fine on the weekends. It's all college kids, and it was a big place, and they would dance and have fun. But on the weeknights, which we also had to play with our contract, there was nothing but traveling salesmen, guys, and there were strippers. Okay, and I mean, this was the last stop for strippers, too. it was the dead end. They couldn't go any lower. And so we'd play behind 3 15-minute shows a night, played some pretty interesting stuff. We'd just sort of lean up against the wall, and they'd have these wild shows. One would use, like, a black light. She'd put it on the floor, and she was half ape and half woman.
You know, that's the oldest trick in the book. I'm tired of seeing that. She's half ape and half woman.
Yeah, and the ape is attacking the woman, and she's rolling around.
Well, what an identity complex.
Yeah, another one. Well, one brought a horse in, and another one had a big ball constrictor, and it was an interesting place. We played there about 9 months.
All right. I don't know about you, but I'm sure there's a lot of people driving to work right now trying to visualize the half ape, half woman stripper.
I don't want to visualize that.
Can you Google that for us?
No.
You don't want to type in it and see what comes up?
HR will be down here, Aaron.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.